This is Akashwani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. The Lok Sabha took up the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 for consideration and passing. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment 2026 bill incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. To ensure the expeditious disposal of cases, the legislation mandates that every state government and union territory administration establish special task force fast courts for the court day-to-day trial. Moving the bill, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said the new legislation reflects the government's resolve not to allow anyone to compromise with the future of the youth of the country.
You must compliment Prime Minister Modi and this government. It has finished an unfinished task which you should have accomplished. In 2024, this bill was brought in to reassure the students that their future is safe. So we learned from the experience of the 2024 Act and the subsequent sequence of events, like any responsible government should do. And therefore, this amendment is being brought in to make the law more stringent, and to ensure speedy justice, so that the credibility of all these exams gets enhanced and gets reinstated.
Participating in the discussion, Congress MP K.C. Venugopal stressed the need for wider educational reforms and comprehensive changes in the examination system. Several other members, including Bansuri Swaraj, Tejasvi Surya of the BJP, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra and Gaurav Gogoi of Congress, Abhishek Banerjee of TMC, NCP, SP, MP Supriya Sule, Dr. Shrikant Shinde of Shiva Sena, and Akhilesh Yadav and Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party took part in the debate. Other members, including BJP's Anurag Thakur and Shashank Mani, Congress MP K.C. Venugopal, S. Venkatesan of CPIM, Gurumurthy Maddila of YSRCP, RJD's Abhay Kumar Sinha, IUML MP E.T. Mohammed Bashir, JMM's Vijay Kumar Hanstak, CPI MP K. Subbarayan, JDS MP M. Mailesh Babu, AIMIM's Asaduddin Owaisi and Harsimrat Kaur Badal of the SAD were among those who participated in the discussion. However, the discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the presiding officer, Sandhya Ray, adjourned the house to meet at 11 a.m. today. The Supreme Court yesterday observed that recent nationwide protest over the NEET paper leak warranted a thorough, fair and impartial investigation into the allegations of injuries to the students and police officials. The apex court directed the release of student protesters under the age of 18 who were arrested during the demonstrations and have no previous criminal records. The court asked the authorities to preserve electronic and digital evidence relating to the protests. The three-judge bench headed by Chief Justice Suryakant was hearing a batch of petitions alleging excessive use of police force during the demonstrations. State governments of Maharashtra, Bihar and Assam have decided to withdraw cases and other legal proceedings initiated against students who recently participated in protests on the NEET paper leak issue. The move is in line with the center's guarantee that no legal action will be taken against students who participated in the protests. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired the second high-level meeting with secretaries at his residence earlier yesterday. The Prime Minister reviewed the future action agenda of ministries and departments dealing with finance and economy, commerce and industry, and technology sectors. At the Commonwealth Games, India's Srihari Nataraj qualified for the semi-final of the men's 100 meters backstroke swimming competition at Glasgow in Scotland yesterday. Para swimmers RVVK Buddhigina and Ali Imam also qualified for the men's 50 meter freestyle S13 final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.